Oiz test. Oiz reminds me a couple of math. This oicha. Right top side of the test should be rounded into the letter. Rosh is smugly, Pirkei Zayin. The left head should look like a Zayin and have the three tagim protruding out of the head. Masha Enkin, the right head should be rounded. Also, on the right side, it should be rounded not only on the top, but also on the bottom. So it basically looks a little bit like a chof connected to a Zayin. All this is not ma'akir b'zayin. Even though the right head is supposed to be rounded off, if it's squared, it has an angle. It's just squared off at the top. As long as it's jutting down into the letter, it's alright. If it goes too far down into the letter, there may also be a problem. If the right head was not bent down at all, you have to show it to Tinuk and see if he reads it still as a test. And a lot of the person who's writing should be careful that the two heads don't touch one another. All this we're talking about the right head, that it could be squared off on top, and exactly how much goes down is also not so much marking, as long as it goes down a little bit. As far as the left head, it looks supposed to look like a Zion, or here the Mishabu has a suffix, if it was rounded off instead of have a square top, if it's kosher or not. Because since it does have the targum, according to some opinions, that's required that the head should be square. That's sin of the dog. So anyway, the Mishabu has a suffix like that if the left head is rounded. If it's square, but it's not jutting out of both sides of the leg going up, then that's alright. Ice yud. The yud should be the thickness of the quill itself, not more than that. Not longer than that. It's longer than that. It's going to look like a reish. The horizontal part of it should be straight horizontal. And on the right side, it should be rounded off and have the leg going down. And the leg should be tilted to the left, so it should look like a yud. It shouldn't be straight. So it's much easier to confuse it with a vav. The maisa, if it wasn't tilted, it's still kosher. But it has to be not too long. Also, aside from that, if aside from the leg going down, it has to, on the left side, it has to have the protrusion going up and the protrusion going down. You possibly need both of them. Some ignorant sofim don't have that part going down on the left side, which is problematic. Also, the part going down on the left side has to be just a little bit, because if it's too long, then it's going to look like a little chest. Because you have the right leg, and then you're going to have this protrusion opposite in the left. So the yud looks like a ladder. It made the thing going up very high. Then it's also possible. But basically, is these protrusions on the left side should be just very small ones, going up a little, going down a little bit. Otherwise, you can make it look like a lamed, like a ches. You have to be careful with that.